I remember some time in my youth when I saw for the first time a time-lapsed movie of a Blossom opening where they take a whole bunch of individual frames and then play it speeded up, and you see the slow motion of the flower actually opening. And it was referred to as a gesture. I remember just being so powerfully impressed by the idea that flowers made a gesture. Well, they clearly do in those kind of time-lapse movies of flowers, but I think they can also do it in the still image. This one by Kim Kaufman does for me. It feels like a gesture. We've seen, as you can imagine, lots and lots of botanical portfolios submitted to Lenswork over the years. And one of the things that differentiates the captivating ones, the ones that pique our interest and curiosity from the rest, is this sense of gesture. When a picture of a flower, a plant, or a tree looks as though it could be an illustration for some botanical catalog or book on biology, it tends, I think, to be somewhat static, and although perfectly illustrative, there's an emotional content that's missing. When one approaches botanicals with a fine art photographic mindset, I think it's a sense of gesture that becomes so critically important to capture. The way Kaufman does it here, I think, is primarily through two elements. The beautiful sense of lighting that she gets. Remember, these are scanned images. She literally lays the flowers, the blossoms, whatever it is, the botanical that she's working with. She lays it on her flatbed scanner and scans it that way. And there's this lovely illumination that comes as the scanner illumination itself wraps around in its linear traverse, wraps the light around the plant, the flower, the blossom, whatever it is. It's a beautiful sense of light. And in particular, the way that kind of light is filling these shadows and making them glow. They're just alive in the shadow areas instead of dark, dull areas. So that sense of light is just wonderful in these photographs. But then there's also this line that's created by the leaf that vertically wiggles its way down from the top of the photograph, the bottom of the photograph, in contrast to the white blossom itself, which I think emphasizes that sense of gesture of movement. It's just a marvelous image because of that. And not something that we always see in botanical images that far too easily become simply static. It's the idea of a flower that dances that captivates me.